The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
51551 Ray at RTE.ie. Now, Connor, sorry about the delay.
No problem.
Finally get to you. Now, dear Connor, I was waiting with interest for the launch of the new Cadbury chocolate bar, which is made with 30% less sugar, because we're hearing about how bad sugar is for us. I wanted to see how the new bar would stack up in taste terms, but it was the price which I noticed first. Irish shops have large bars of Cadbury's milk for sale at 150, while smaller bars with 30% less sugar cost 170. That's some difference.
Yeah, now first the context. Earlier this summer, Cadbury launched a dairy milk chocolate bar that was made with 30% less sugar than the original. And it was launched first in the UK, and the bar went on sale in the Republic of Ireland last month. Now, the new formulation was the very first change to the original dairy milk chocolate bar since it went on sale in 1905. So for the Cadbury's people, it was a big deal.
News.
And the reason why they were doing it was largely in response to a move by the UK government, and it's kind of being mirrored in this country as well, to reduce the sugar content of snacks and sweets by 20% by 2020. So there's a big move in the UK, as there is in this country, to get people to eat less sugar. So this was the Cadbury's response. They wanted to reduce the amount of sugar in their bars of chocolate by 30%. Now, the owners are a company called Mondelez, and they said that more than 20 scientists, nutritionists and chocolatiers had spent 3 years working on the revised formulation, which it described as, this is a quote, the most significant innovation in the brand's history. So that's the context under which this chap is sending in the email. So what they did, just they added more fibre to the bar to replace the reduced sugar content, and there was no artificial sweeteners added. And, you know, so the sugar content per bar in the new bar is 39 grams per 100 grams, while in the original it's 56 grams. So, you know, there's a significant drop in the sugar content. Now, there isn't actually a significant drop in the calorie content, but it's the sugar that they're kind of targeting. But that's all by the way, because what our listener was concerned about was the price. And as the prices were outlined by this person, the 53 gram bar of chocolate costs 150. Now that works out at just over 28 euros per kilo.
Right.
The 30% less sugar bar, on the other hand, weighs 35 grams and costs 170. Now that works out at more than 48 euros per kilo.
So the difference 48
so
versus...
it's 28 euros per kilo for the full sugar bar versus 48 euros per kilo for the low sugar bar. And like, you're kind of thinking, okay, well, I can see why there'd be added costs associated with getting all your crack team of nutritionists and Oompa Loompas and whatever it is that you have to make the new bar. But like, that should be a factor, a cost of doing business. Like, the consumer shouldn't really be expected to pay at the end just because you spent all this time investing in a new product. So I contacted the company, and they sent me a little bit of a spiel. In order to create the new Cadbury dairy milk, we have used new ingredients, technologies, manufacturing processes. Again, that's all by the way. That should be a cost of doing business, not something that the consumer should have to bear. And that they said that had to be taken into account when determining the price, and then talked about the low sugar strategies, which I've kind of said what they were, the whole plan were, and they wanted to make sure that the product was just right and everything was perfect. But again, none of the stuff that they sent me answered the question, which is why was this bar that had 30% less sugar and weighed significantly less
way more expensive
than the full sugar bar? And then it emerged kind of almost as a by the way that, you know, they came back to me and said, well, we don't actually set the price in the shops. What we do is we have a recommended retail price for the bar of chocolate. And the recommended retail price of the 30% less sugar bar of chocolate is 130. So then it emerged that it's not Cadbury's that are charging the significantly higher price for the 30% less bar. It's retailers.
Right.
And Cadbury's, whilst, you know, they can't insist that a retailer charges a certain price. And I suppose the clearest example of the big change in pricing models in this country could probably be, I could use the example of Tato. Now, when I was a child, all Tato came with a little price logo on the back, right?
Yeah, I remember
so it was
that.
Like, you can almost tell how old somebody is by how much they remember a bag of Tato costing. So do you remember it costing 3 pence? And there was people who remember with the old D at the end of it. So 3 pence, 5 pence, 8 pence, whatever it might be. But then in the 1990s, the price tag mysteriously disappeared from Mr. Tato. And the reason was that retailers were demanding the right to charge whatever price they wanted for the bag of Tato. Mm. So they insisted that Mr. Tato got rid of the price tag.
Retailers feel that people who are conscious about their health and want less sugar in their bar of Cadbury's are willing to pay more.
Possibly. And that's and that might be the example. Now, I can't speak for... Because, I mean, there would be no point in focusing on one particular retailer because there could have been several that charged...
Yes.
the higher price, and then others would charge the lower price.
So you brought in samples of both.
I actually did, and this is going to be Radio Gold, Ray, because this is going to be Ray Darcy eating chocolate on the radio.
Right.
So there's two. I'm going to give you...
You know which is which.
I know which is which.
Right,
so I'm going to give you one first.
Yes, okay.
And then you can... So this is one. My hands are clean.
Okay.
There you go. So Ray Darcy is eating the chocolate now. I'll have a bite of that.
Yeah. I'm just going to drink some water there.
So that's chocolate bar number one. And this is chocolate bar number two. Now, can you tell the difference between those two pieces of chocolate?
Not really, but I think the second one is less sugar.
Is the wrong answer.
All right, there you go.
So it's worked for them. It's worked for them in that they have, because I didn't want to be completely clueless coming in here, so I ate a bar of both bars of chocolate before I came in.
Of course you did.
And I struggled to tell the difference between the 30% less and the full
sugar.
So
we've learned that they've done a good job. You can have a chocolate bar that tastes similar but with 30% less sugar. And they're not laying down the price.
No, and
retailers who are.
And I got a sense, now they didn't say this, and they'd be very careful not to say this, but I would imagine they're not happy in the same way that any company wouldn't be happy if an individual retailer prices their product that they've invested all this time and energy creating kind of out of the reach of people. Because
people
will look at the two things and they'll say,
Defeats the purpose.
That's 150, that's 170, that's big, that's small. I'm going to go with the big one that's cheap as opposed to the small one that's dear.
Well spotted, emailer, and good work, Connor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.